Welcome to the Digital Workflow Dentistry podcast series. We help dentists adapt, adopt, and advance in the world of dental technology. For more information about upcoming lectures, webinars, and podcasts, please go to our website, www.digitalworkflowdentist.com, and Instagram at Digital Workflow Dentistry.
Good afternoon, dental internet world. My name is Dr. Vishal Sharma, once again alongside my friend and colleague, Dr. Mike Parchewski. Mike, we're going to pivot to a little bit of geography here and talk about one of Canada's oldest, greatest, and proudest cities, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Now, you might know that Winnipeg is the Slurpee capital of the world, but more recently, it's become a little bit more acclaimed and famous for being the direct dental bonding capital of the world. And that really is a tribute solely to our Slurpee drinking next guest. Can you introduce our guest for us, Mike?
Well, what a good intro there. Slurpee capital. I guess it's because it's so cold there, right? It's always winter in Winnipeg. So I'm good to see you, Vish. And I'm really excited today to have Dr. Sunny Verdi with us. Sunny's a Winnipeg dentist, as we've all got from that great introduction. He maintains a private practice in Winnipeg, and he focuses on comprehensive aesthetic dentistry and anything from composites, how to do anterior composite cases, posterior complex composite cases, and then right into the full veneers aesthetic dentistry with publishing articles, publishing journals, speaking. He will be speaking at the Pacific Donald Conference this year, which we'll be talking about. He made his debut last year at the Pacific Dental Conference to a raising on a Saturday yet, the last day, and he had a full house. So we know this guy's got a lot to deliver on education and is a rising star coming across Canada. So we're really appreciative to have you here, Sunny. Welcome.
Thank you guys so much. That was probably the nicest introduction I've ever had in my life. So you guys need to introduce me more often when I speak.
Yeah, we should come do it at PDC for you.
Yeah, I'll bring the microphone. We can follow you around. We'll be your hype band for your Thursday morning lecture and seminar. So, Sunny, it's great to have you. Mike and I have obviously followed your social media for quite some time, and I've had the pleasure of getting to know you as a friend in the last couple of years. But let's pivot to dentistry. There's lots of buzz and energy right now in 2024. PDC is coming up. What specifically is on your radar this year for your learning and your growth to help augment and support your clinical practice?
For me, this year is, my theme is implementation. Like, I have taken a lot of CE, I've taken a lot of training, spent, you know, hours and hours and hours. Like, as I look at my work, you know, I'm happy, but I see areas that I can improve. And that's the beauty of photography. We can always look back and see what we're doing. So I really want to just focus on the things that I've been learning and really put that into practice and just, like, you know, be so proud of myself and kind of level up my game this year. That's what I want to see out of myself. But still going on and still learning. Like, every year there's new developments, there's new things going on. But I see it so often, right? And you guys must have too, is that you take all these courses. Where's the implementation? Like, where's the intentional practice of putting into your practice, thinking about how you can do this better and working that into your system and your team and the daily routine that you have. And that's why I'm big on daily dentistry. It's like everything I try to learn, I try to practice daily and reinforce that. So implementation is my theme this year.
Yeah, go ahead. And it's often a big challenge to bring your team on board with that, right? So I find I get all excited from continuing education, and sometimes, you know, early on, I was jumping into all these programs. You'd bring it all back on Monday and your team's like, not another thing, not another program, not another technology. So I do agree with you. Us two here, this year, we're really trying to get what we've got in the office maximized and everybody working on the same system. And it's a challenge. We've had an assistant that we did lose recently. So now we're training somebody new, and I find even that makes it even more challenging to bring new stuff in.
Yeah, it's difficult in this day and age, especially because, of course, team morale, culture, it's so important, which is a great thing. But it's a fine balance between implementing new things, which is stressful, which is involving, but also sort of driving forward for your patients, but at the same time, understanding what your team's limitations are. So be interested to see how that progresses for you, Sunny, and maybe in the future we'll have some presentations on not just clinical dentistry, but team implementation and some pearls of wisdom on that.
It's the biggest fight, right? But one of our core values in the office is have fun. So no matter what we do, we have fun because the industry is stressful. And like you mentioned, all these things are stressful, but we have to enjoy.
I've been to Vegas with you, and I can tell you that's also one of your core values outside of the office. So, hey, it's important to walk the talk, right, Mike? Yeah. Let's pivot over to the educational platform that you're a part of. It's an impressive platform. Talk about specifically where it came. I know you work closely with Gordon and Paresh. And what's on the horizon for that educational platform in the next year or two?
Yeah, like where it came about, I think for like when COVID came, especially, we just realized how difficult high quality CE was to access for let's say general dentistry. Like we have lots of implants, lots of ortho, lots of like advanced training here in Canada. When it comes to just like your daily bread and butter stuff, we kind of saw there was a gap. And it's not that we don't have amazing clinicians here. It just seemed like it wasn't offered at the time. And, you know, Paresh, who has been speaking for so many years and is a world-renowned name, has been going to the States a lot to doing it. So we looked at that and said, why don't we bring something for Canadians, by Canadians, so that we, you know, we all relate. And not that dentistry is that different around the world when you really break it down, but there are nuances to our patients and the way we practice here. And it's just more relatable that way. So we saw that and we wanted to offer that. And, you know, for myself being involved, like having guys, we have different tiers, right? So I'm sort of the new person who's got newer techniques and I enjoy what I do. And I love certain parts of, you know, posterior composites and anterior composites, maybe more so than the other guys, but they bring so much clinical expertise and that knowledge and wisdom they've gained over the years. When you tie it all together, it's a really cool offering. And a big part of doing this with community was to create a community in Canada of all these clinicians who were like-minded and wanted to do better and elevate their game. And that's where we came up with the name Elevate Dentistry. And it's been a really cool ride. And the community we formed has been really nice. It's been cool connecting with everybody across the country.
Yeah, it's been admirable growth. You know, one component that I found a little bit confusing, though, is you're doing some dentistry in some very, very atypical, innovative places. And I see you're either at the Form Labs or the Sprint Ray Factory right now, but I've noticed a lot of dentistry being done at the home of the Chubby Chicken Burger, Mike. Some A&W geotags, Boston Pizza geotags. Talk about where that started and whether or not a Chubby Chicken is, in fact, your favorite burger from A&W.
Okay, so first, Teen Burger is the number one burger at A&W. It's just been that way for a long time. I'm a creature of habit. Like, I get the same order from whatever restaurant it is. I've been getting the same thing for the last 20 years. It just is what it is. Where it started, I mean, it's kind of funny, just all through social media. And if I have to think back on when it started, it was with a dentist who goes by the tag Metal Tooth, who I believe is in Ottawa. And we used to just like post A&W that we're eating all the time. My diet's not the healthiest, but we'd eat A&W all the time and like post and tag each other. And then it just kind of became a thing where we'd post our location for working that way. And it just caught on. Like, everybody seems to enjoy it. Yeah. They get a little bit of engagement from it. And if you know me and Vishal, we've had the chance to meet up personally quite a few times. Just, this is my personality. I like to have fun. I don't take things too seriously. I take pride in my work, but we have fun with it, you know? And my Sprint Ray home. So I live and breathe dentistry. Like, I just love it. I'm a little bit obsessed. This is my house. And I do print things in my house. And I have like a little dentiform set up and a motor. And I like, you know, practice hands-on stuff here at home. I'm a bit of a loser. This is my Friday night when I'm not in Vegas. I'm here just working on my game.
So that's where you order pizza for your Sprint Ray?
Exactly.
Or I guess you could 3D print your pizza. So that would be not so tasty, though. So let's go back to, I know I introduced you being one of the top new speakers at the Pacific Dental Conference last year, and the buzz and excitement that came out of that. And I think part of that comes from the colleagues that you work with, and you know, they've elevated you as a speaker and as a dentist. And I think it's great that the name that you guys came up with is very suitable for what you're doing across the country. Now, with the PDC coming up, can you go through with us your topic that you're going to be speaking on? And then let's just kind of delve into your lecture and what people can expect.
Yeah, so it's going to be a range of topics that you might face on a daily scenario in your clinic. So my big thing is daily dentistry. I think there's people out there who can talk about implants and restoring things and full mouth rehabs much better than I can articulate. But when it comes to daily dentistry, I love that. And I think that there's not enough being said about it. Some of the inspiration, my wife graduated from dental school 2021. And some of the things that I noticed was that there's a bit of a knowledge gap from when you graduate in dental school to when you go to practice. And some of those knowledge gaps, like what materials are we using? What are the modern composites that we're using? What are the modern bonding agents that we're using? What are the ceramic materials that are out there right now? What about ICON resin filtration? What about, do you want to do some bonding or diastema closure? Like, these are the things we see every day, but there's a gap. And there's so much that they have to learn at dental school. So I don't blame the schools, but it's nice to have that offering. And there wasn't always that offering educationally. So that's what my lecture is about. It's just going to be a range of topics covering all those things. And one thing I always find funny is just like even materials, like how many dentists have read like the IFUs for the materials they use in their practice? Like, when was the last time somebody read the IFU for the bond they use or the composite they use? And we kind of think like, oh, they're all the same, but there are nuances. And so I like to take that time to highlight that. And it's nice to kind of bring it back to the basics. The feedback has been incredible from everybody. So I've been enjoying that topic.
Now, Mike actually thinks, and I go ahead. I'm
going to do a joke of myself, and you're going to do one on me both. So you go ahead.
I was going to say, you're right. Mike thinks an IFU is when you go to Italy and you cut someone off, and that's the response the other driver gives you. He gives you an IFU.
That's good. I like that one. My comment was going to be, I stopped reading those documents because the print is so small at my age, I can't read it. So, woo, double whammy on me.
You need the ergo loops, Mike, yeah. And then you can read them a lot more more sequentially. So, Sunny, you're not such a new grad anymore. You've got some tenure underneath your belt and some gray hairs, I'm sure, in dentistry. But you alluded to what dental students are learning coming out of school. And where do you see some of the shortcomings on that compared to when, you went to dental school and what you're seeing now? What really are the areas that are needing to be augmented from a specific procedural perspective?
I really think it might come down, honestly, to repetition. I think that from what they get to do now, from what dental education used to be, and I wasn't in school that long ago, and I see what the new grads are doing now, like, it's just so much less. With all the challenges that the pandemic has brought and the way patient flow has changed and the economics in Canada, like, it's trickier. And I see what they get to do, and they just don't get to do enough. So I think that there's just across the board a difference in education that they're receiving. And to no one's fault, it's been challenging. And I see the professors working hard in the clinic and part-time instructors going. So I do think it comes down to repetition. And that's why I love offering this course, because it gives them a chance to review the basics and get repetitions in a way that maybe hasn't been offered in Canada before. I don't know, maybe it has, but currently speaking, I think, as far as I know, is one of the only programs out there covering these type of topics that they can just go to on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I do believe that fundamentally that break during COVID, where a lot of the grads were not getting hands-on, not getting it as much clinical, they were just being graduated, thrust out into the workforce. I think it created a whole series of younger dentists that don't have quite the credits in certain criterias. Now, composites, I feel, have been given a resurgence. Like, more and more lectures are coming out about composites. And I feel that part of that is that aligner therapy has had a real big push. And so if you can align teeth and then just repair them versus doing veneers, I think that's much more conservative. And there's a lot of new techniques out and much better materials. Can you kind of, I know you're going to be talking a lot about composite, but what are some of the big benefits that you see that dentists that are either seasoned veterans that can learn more, or the younger dentists? What are some of the key things today that we can learn about composites that can help to change our patients and our practices?
Well, I love that you mentioned ortho. I think if you're not at least thinking about ortho, and I think even offering ortho at this point, because it's so accessible now, you're doing your patients a disservice. Like, it is probably one of the most beneficial, if not the most beneficial way to help people. Because one of my big passions and how I came to loving composites so much and getting more into aesthetic dentistry was looking at toothwear. I see toothwear all the time, and I think it's really not discussed enough with patients and not brought to the forefront that it should be, because every day we see patients with wear. And when I first graduated, I had no idea. What I was just like, yeah, it's just worn. Like, I never thought past that point. And I was never taught to think past that point. So once you start to see that, and everybody has patients with wear in their practice, once you want to address that issue, it just opens up everything. And that's when I really started to get into how far, and Newton Fall always posed this question, how far can we push composites? And it's been incredible. And that's been my big passion is how far can I do this for patients with tooth wear? And you end up kind of doing rehabs with composite almost. And when I took over a practice, we bought our practice in 2019, and we opened up a new location. Like, we moved the practice over to a new location in March 2020. So you can imagine how good my timing is business-wise. It's not the best call. We came back, and you know, patients didn't always have a lot of money and whatever. And we were kind of seen as the new guys taking over, and we built this new clinic, and people were very apprehensive about the plans we were coming up with. So being able to offer people solutions in terms of like, okay, we're going to treat your wear conservatively with maybe doing some ortho and doing some conservative resin restorations became a lot more approachable versus like, and I'm nothing against ceramic rehabs, I still do them, but versus like a $60,000 treatment plan, it's been incredible and it's been practice changing for us. So I think when you look at those things and start to bring them into your practice, it can change the way you do dentistry.
Highlight some of the most innovative techniques that you use, Sunny. Like, when someone takes your course, obviously, I think they have a generally pretty good idea of what they're getting into. But what is like an aha moment where they're like, oh my goodness, like, I can't believe you're able to do that with resin. That is such a cool, innovative technique. Obviously, I don't want you to give away all your trade secrets, but give us a little teaser on that.
I just think there's different ways to apply the material. Like, probably one of the new hot buzz things is injection molding. And everyone's talking about injection molding now because, I mean, it doesn't require as much skill as it requires more thinking and planning, which, you know, everybody has a different range of hand skills. And I'll tell you, my hands are bad. Like, people think I have good hand skills. I really don't. That's why I think what I teach is pretty applicable, because my professors will tell you I'm a horrible student and bad hand skills. But injection molding, like, there's always direct modeling, which if you just learn the techniques and the way we apply it, it's for the masses. Where I learned from, and I always have to give a shout out to this group, was Style Italiano, or Steel Italiano, however you say it. I'm not an official Style Italiano dentist, but it is one of my aspirations to one day be the Canadian representative for their group. So In the meantime, I call myself Style Indiano, but we'll get there one day. And so the way they view materials and how to bring aesthetics and function to the masses has been incredible. So we share some of those techniques that I've learned over time. And then we kind of bring in all the other things you hear about, like injection molding, like doing direct veneers, layering, creating monolithic resin restorations, BioClear. Like, I kind of go through the whole range. And that's been our big, you know, sort of value proposition is, I will show you a little bit of everything. And if you really want to go and be a master at a certain thing, there are people out there to go learn that from. But I'm going to get you started.
Mike, I'm excited. I think we should take this course. So, Asani, you did reference the master. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Mike is an expert in the London Hitchhiker resin technique. Do you know what that is? So he takes his left thumb with a Topham iron, just pushes the composite down. And it's the London technique, because you're hitchhiking with your left hand as the left traffic is coming by. So if you want an advanced technique pioneered circa 1979, the guy to my left, my right, is the technique to utilize, by the way. There it is.
Two thumbs up for the London technique right there.
Mike, you have to save you a spot in my lecture. You need a surprise though.
They might have to open the PDC a little longer to fit that one in. Whether hitchhiking or composite, I've got you covered.
Gentle pressure.
Gentle pressure, yeah. It's just that right amount of pressure, just like you're finding CR. Now, Vish, you're just a dovetail here. You're going to also be speaking at the PDC this year. And a great dovetail came from Sunny there, because we're talking about the importance of aligners and orthodontic care. So tell us about what you're lecturing and what's new in that horizon.
You know, as Sunny alluded to, orthodontics, and really what we're going to be discussing is how the general office can offer really straightforward, no pun intended, simplistic orthodontics, and it can certainly benefit their patients immensely, their practice as well. And the focus that we're going to have is case selection. So regardless of what your skill set is, what's the methodology on cases, how you're going to select something that falls within your scope of confidence and skill set. And then we'll also be discussing the consult. So, you know, Sunny, you're talking a lot about clinical skill sets and sort of the lack of clinical strength that some of our graduates have coming out of dental school, and then even more experienced dentists, some of the things that they're maybe not as strong on. I think we can all agree we get almost no education on how to present and discuss dentistry to our patients. So it'll be setting up your consultation, leveraging your team for success. And yeah, I'm excited for it. It's a combination of two of the presentations that I gave in Las Vegas at Dentsply Sirona World. So admittedly, I don't have nearly as much PowerPoint work to do as the two of you do, just changing around a couple slides. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's I have the B spot. Sunny's got Thursday morning, which is the best spot. I've got Friday morning, which is okay. And Mike, you've got a Friday afternoon session, and it proves to be a really, really intelligent, smart lecture, I think. What are you speaking on?
So I'm going to be speaking on artificial intelligence this year. And, you know, it's a hot topic. ChatGPT, Sora, Copilot, all of this new technology that's out there to help you, social media marketing, all the softwares that are coming out with Pearl, Overjet, OraQ, all of these different AI companies that are out there. So my lecture is really going to be about how to bring those technologies into your office, how they can help you in administrative tasks or recall tasks, right into what's out there, what's happening, things like Pearl and Overjet, you know, how they're with the cavity detection, probing depths. It's really remarkable what it can do. But, you know, just like you talked about the difficulty of presenting a patient treatment or case acceptance, I really feel that the big push on AI is going to be to help us with case acceptance, because, you know, there's all that third party validation piece, right? If I tell you to do something or my assistant tells you to do something, that's probably even better than if I tell you. But when you have a third party validation where, you know, software that's programmed over millions of data sets that says, hey, that's a cavity. So instead of me pointing to an X-ray and go, you see that different color of gray? That's a cavity. And the patient looks at me like, what kind of mushrooms are you on? Now the software is highlight it, tag it, show it to you. You know, softwares like OraQ are bringing out the risk profiling. You know, is your patient more susceptible to the wear, like Sunny was talking about? Should they have more restorative and preventative care done? So I really think it's going to help us as dentists to grow and build, but also to help our patients to be educated better. So it's pretty exciting, I think.
Well, I'm excited for both of your presentations. It should be an exciting conference, lots of fun and lots of education. Speaking of, Sunny, what is on the horizon for you next in terms of lectures, either locally in Winnipeg or across Canada? What do you have coming up? Please tell our listeners.
Well, there's quite a few. The Elevate program's in full swing. So we have our kind of daily dentistry course that we're doing in Montreal in April, and Gordon and I are doing a photography lecture in your guys' backyard in Calgary there in April as well. And then we're going off to Saskatoon to do we're doing an endo-resto course with one of my close friends, Rodrigo Cunha, who you guys might have met before.
Yep.
And if you haven't on the podcast, you need to have him on the podcast, because he's like the Michael Jordan of endodontists. This guy is one of the most incredible human beings ever. It just kind of continues on from there. I've been blessed enough to get quite a few invitations this year. So it's been exciting from the Seattle Study Club and also across to our own platform, Elevate Dentistry.
You know, one of the favorite things for Mike and I is definitely watching the careers of rising stars. And Sunny, you're certainly that. Dentistry is lucky to have you. A&W Winnipeg is lucky to have you. And we're really, really excited to see you at PDC this year.
Yeah, thanks.
If you guys can get any sponsorship from A&W, let me know if you guys know anybody.
I'm trying
to get a dentist in there for a while, but
that's what I'm thinking. A&W's got to be up there on the PDC.
Well, if you're substituting your tagline from Italiano to Indiano, we maybe might be able to get the Tandoori Chicken Hut to sponsor you, but I don't know about A&W. It's a tough nut to crack.
Hey, we're working our way up. You have to shoot for the stars sometimes.
Well, I will say, to finish off with what Vish said, Sonny, I really appreciate having you on the program. We'll definitely have to have you out again. I really like the idea of upping the game and the basic dentistry and the places that, you know, we spend our time. Everybody wants to do big veneer cases and big implant cases, yet they struggle on basic dentistry. And that's what we see the most of, you know, and dentists think that they're going to have this implant only practice and that's where all the money comes from. But when you look at your bottom line, it's all on the quality of your restoration. So the better you do at that, I think the better you're going to have with patient success. So I think that's an awesome topic and really is a weakness out there. So everybody out there, please check out the Elevate and the education across Canada. And if they're in your local territory, please stop by and say hi and check out their programs, especially if you're excited about photography and dentistry, which I need to get better at. So I'm going to come into the course in April in Calgary here. Again, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe. Digital Workflow Dentistry, our Instagram, look us up. And, you know, my favorite phrase that I use often is mentorship never gets old, only I do. Thanks, everybody.